Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Maybe Google Verified?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hi, Chris?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, it's me, Dave. How you doing?
Good, good.
That's good, that's good. Hey, so I was just reaching back out to you to follow up at our scheduled time. It's about your Google Verified listing?
Right.
Okay, fantastic. Let me go ahead and get you pulled up here. Okay. 93635. Okay, were you able to take a look at the email I sent over?
Yeah, I was able to look at it real quick. I don't see, everything you pretty much said is on there. So how does it work? Do we do like the application first and then I have to go through all the process and then
So the way it works is basically the 374, 249 covers your first month of service and the 125 is going to cover that application fee, right? So
right.
Once we, first I'll get started on the Google business profile, right? So the first things we'll need is obviously the hours of operation you want listed for Google, the times you're willing to accept your phone calls. We'll go ahead and set up the radius you want for the local maps and then any areas outside of 50 miles that you might want to advertise in, to pull customers in from. And then from there, we schedule you for your onboarding call. We process a payment, and then we'd be onboarding you tomorrow in the morning if you got availability. And then from there, as soon as the payment's processed, you automatically get your Google guaranteed application as well as the Google business profile information that we'll be needing to get you verified. Through the onboarding call, we help you get all that taken care of. And then within the first 5 to 7 days of locking in your listing, you can expect your Apple to go live, your Yelp, your Bing, and then within 7 to 14 days, your social media goes live, which is the Facebook hosting, and your website. And then by day 45, you find yourself on that first page placement.
Okay. So,
that's pretty much the whole process from beginning to end. I mean, if you're ready to get started, the first thing that we'd start doing right now is like hours of operation, right? What we'd be looking at today would be the 374. That'd cover your first month service and your application for your Google Verified.
Okay, and how do we take care of payment? So I'm not gonna lie, I am nothing against you guys or anything like that. My only thing is that obviously with my number out there, I am getting a whole bunch of scam calls and all that other stuff.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? So I you guys sound legit. I kind of looked up your website and it looked like the phone numbers match and all that. So
sure. I mean, we've been based here in Fountain Valley, California, since 2004, right? So.
Yeah.
We're legit. We're right across the street from Google's headquarters. Now, what I can tell you is, I mean, as far as payment goes, we do take Visa, Amex, Discover, or MasterCard. I mean, if you'd like, I can always send you a link where you can fill in your own payment information. But here's the deal. I mean, you can do a Google search, right? And you can just put top SEO companies, Fountain Valley, California, digital marketing company, Fountain Valley. You'll find us on the first page. You can click the call, punch in my extension. You'll get me right back on the line. If that makes you feel more comfortable, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
I look at it. You know what I mean?
It's okay. I get it, Chris. I'd be the same way. You know what I mean? And it's okay. I get it, right? But you being from California, I mean, I'm sure you'd feel confident if you were able to go through that route, right?
So,
if you'd like, do the search, pull up our number, click the call, put in my extension, you'll get me right back here in my office, right? It's going to take you right over to the customer service. And if you get them, just tell them, hey, I need to speak with David, extension 4574. I get you taken care of, right?
I trust you.
And as far as the app goes too, like if you want, you can even go right now on your app store. Look for Local Splash in the app store. You're going to find our app and it's going to have an L and an S on it, right? So that's the app that you're going to download that we're going to give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Sorry, my Alexa here in my office started going off. Let me turn off. Hey, Alexa, turn off. He gives me stock market update every day at 5:45. Okay. So anyways, what I was saying is, so we can take it that route too. You know what I mean? Whatever makes you feel more comfortable, you know, we can go about it that way.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, just because I have gotten quite a few calls. I had one guy call me and they said his name. He said his name was Kevin, and then by the end of the phone call, he said his name was like John, and like he forgot his own name. But now they're like 20 of them calling me.
It's going to happen. Here's another reason. And here's another thing that I saw also, right, that we're definitely going to want to update for you. So when we go and we update, like, your listings and things, we definitely want to mask the address, right, unless you have a brick and mortar, which right now it doesn't look like we're a brick and mortar. It's more residential, right? You're an owner-operator, which is fine. We do list plenty of owner-operators working from, but we mask your address, right? The same way you have people calling your phone, you don't want people showing up at your doorstep, right? And that's what makes a big difference for you. So we mask the address on Google, so that way what the customers are going to see is they'll see your radius and the service area, but they're not going to see exactly where you're located at, right? They're just going to see a dot on the map with your radius. Now, as far as like the Yelp listing, things like that, we'll take care of that as well, you know, so that way, basically, we cover all the bases for you, right? When it comes down to digital marketing, we're going to handle everything from social media to Google to the other popular search engines. What we really want you to focus on, Chris, is just being able to answer those phone calls and close down those accounts, right, and make that money, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make this partnership work, right? We put the customers in front of you. We make sure they're well-qualified. You go out and you close them down. You know, we do that, it's going to be a great long-lasting partnership, and that's what we always look for here. And we always get that without a contract. And in all honesty, that's why I work with this company. I don't have to get yelled at every day. You know what I mean? My business owners are here because they see the value, and we're bringing it for you guys.
Okay.
Now, with the call tracking, it's going to work great, too. So the spam calls, we're going to be able to block all of them out. Any of those calls that come in, if anybody's trying to fish call or anything like that, you just call me in, provide me with the number. We'll run the data on it, the research, and if, in fact, they are scams or fish or anything like that, our research team takes that over and they handle it. You never have to worry about getting those types of calls.
Okay. Obviously, you know how it is. Once your number goes out there that you're a new business, it's like...
Oh, for sure.
...wants you, so I mean...
Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, I don't know if you saw it down at the bottom of the email I sent you, NBC, I mean, I know everybody's kind of with their own news networks, right, but... Regardless of that, NBC, they did a piece on our company that we actually protect the small and medium-sized businesses with this service in its own, right? I mean, they did a whole national piece on our company. So it was I always put that in there for my clients because I understand sometimes you can feel kind of shaking coming in, right? But I asked for 1% of, you know, trust, and I'm willing to earn the other 99.
All right. Sounds good, man. So one thing I can hear you say something about with the website. Obviously, I don't got one. I don't know how to build a website. And so, I mean,
we're doing it for you. It's included. Okay. So we're buying the domain and we're building out the website. That's going to be up within 7 to 14 days. And you will have access to your website as well through that dashboard I talked about. So do you have an Android or an Apple device?
I have an iPhone.
iPhone. Okay, so with the Apple, that's great. So you see, you already know the value of the Apple network. There's people that will only use Apple iPads, you know, Air devices, all that good stuff. So anyways, on there, you'll go to your app store and you'll download the local Splash app, and then we give you all your logins, right? Once we lock in the account, you get emailed automatically your login information, and right on there, you're going to have access to your website. If you want to edit it, you can. We're going to build it all and do it for you. But some business owners, they like to be proactive, right? So more than welcome to get in there and do that on the back end. It'll show you all your new customers. It'll show you how well you're ranking on the Google network. It'll even show you where your searches are coming from, right? So if somebody pings you, you know, 50 miles away, it'll show where that ping came from, and then you receive the phone call, right? So it's a pretty cool interactive system.
So I only have to ask, just because my boss was telling me today that he actually is getting scooped by a company out there in Orange County. So I guess they just found looking at people's websites that they look for search words about privacy and put in their address, and then say that their privacy laws were violated because of certain words. So, I mean, you guys make sure that that's all taken care of, right? Because I guess there's like 5-6 companies out here. I work in the Bay Area. I live in the Valley, but I work in the Bay Area. So there's quite a few companies out here in the Bay Area, and I guess there's about 7-8 companies that got hit with a lawsuit from these guys for not having the right words. So...
Yeah, no.
Private stuff like that.
Yeah, No, absolutely. So that's one thing that we're very careful of, like when we're building the websites and things like that, any type of privacy laws or privacy acts. I mean, obviously we're here from California as well, so we understand exactly how to operate in our own backyard, but we are a nationwide company. So we're helping these businesses, you know, 10,000 all across the nation. So, I mean, we understand exactly what we have to put on those websites, and we have a dedicated team that handles that, right? Now, I will tell you, and you may want to let your business owner know as well, sometimes if he got that through an email, sometimes those are also phish and scam emails. I've heard of them going out before, and they'll say, oh, we found a copyright issue on your website, and now you're going to be sued for such and such money. You need to get in contact with these people, and half the time, that's not even true. Right. Now, that's one of the things that our company.
He actually got served. Somebody came to the shop and served him.
Oh, okay. Then that's different. Yeah. Then he probably has some copyright infringement issues on his website. Now that can happen if, based on pictures that you use from the website, like if they weren't your pictures, somebody says, hey, that's our picture. Copyright infringement could also be some of the wording that's used. If there's any type of technical wording that's supposed to be used or not supposed to be used. I mean, there's just different things in different industries, right? But when it comes to the HVAC, I mean, we've been handling these accounts for Google now for, it's going on 22 years. So, I mean, really, I've never encountered that problem itself. I mean, I have encountered the problems with the copyright infringements. I mean, I've seen the emails, but they always end up being phish and scams, right? And what our company does, as soon as they get the email, any of our business owners, they'll let me know, hey, Dave, I got this email. It's talking about a copyright infringement. I forward it over, and our team will look into it. If, in fact, it is something that needs to be handled, well, we'll take care of that for you. If it's something that's a phish or a scam, we'll let you know right off the bat, hey, don't click on any of those links, and don't even mess with that email. We're going to have that blocked from the servers.
Okay.
So the first thing that we'll need, Chris, is going to be the hours of operation. So what are you doing, like, during the week, and do your hours differ during the week from the weekend?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I do go to church regularly, so, I mean, Sundays, there will be no Sundays, and then
Sundays are closed.
Yeah, Wednesdays will probably be, like, 3 o'clock at the very latest. But other than that, thinking about 8 to 6, 7 every day.
Okay.
So
I like to start a little later and get my kids go from there, so.
Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
You're doing 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Correct.
And then you said on Wednesday we're doing 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sundays we are closed for Father's Day, so.
For church.
Yes, sir. Right. Now, let's talk about the radius. So on the local map section, you will have that 50-mile radius from home base. Are you willing to go 50 miles in any direction? Or is there a certain area you like to travel? Okay, any direction?
Pretty much any direction.
Okay. Now, with the Google Verified, we can open that up anywhere else that you'd like to go. Now, is there anywhere outside of the 50-mile radius on top of your head that you know, hey, I want to be in this area?
I know there's, like, Fresno County. I think, I'm not sure if San Benito County is out of that. I think Stanislaus County is just outside.
Well, remember, you're good to go. You just let me know the counties. You're good to go. You're going with Google Verified. I'll get you in an area you want to be in. I just wanted to make sure that as far as local maps go, because remember, we're going to match your address. So it's going to show that radius for anybody in your local area. So within that 50-mile radius is where I want to just make sure you're in any direction. But as far as being able to put you up at the top of the search results, you just give me the county and I'll have you there. County, city, don't matter.
Okay.
I'll get it. Okay, so I got Fresno. You said San Benito?
Yeah, San Benito, Stanislaus. But obviously I'm based in Merced County, so.
Yeah. Okay, which one's after San Benito, you said? I'm sorry?
Stanislaus County.
Oh, okay. Okay. We got those three counties.
Madera County is one of the other ones. I think that's what I put on general searches. I'm sure there's other counties out there, but I don't know by name. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I'm pulling those up through the map. So what we do is we use geofencing. So they'll place a geographical fence on all the areas that you want your business listed, And then we're data service providers for Google and Meta. So that's where we start providing the data to them. And then when customers are using those keywords and phrases, boom, they're pinging with you.
Okay.
All right. Is there, all right. So the next thing we'll do is going to be voice verification. Okay. Now, what I do with this one is I walk you through the program and we basically outline it, right? I want you to just have that firm understanding before we even get any type of billing info. So that way you feel comfortable sitting around to the end, asking any questions you may have. And then if everything's agreeable to you at the end, we'll move forward from there. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Resilience Heating and Air.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Valdez and a sole owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you are an authorized user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. What I'm going to do for you right now, Chris, is I'm going to text it to you, as well as my extension, directly to my desk. So that way, whenever you need anything, you feel free to get a hold of me. I'm in office Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. I only take lunch from 11:15 to 12:15, okay? So anytime between that, you can call my extension. To bring you right over to my office. Anything outside of those hours, that 877 number, it's 24 hours, 7 days a week customer service. There's never a time of day you can't get a hold of somebody, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'll do is provide you with a security question on your account that you can verify the calls coming from us and not another company. So you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Okay, what would that be?
Salinas.
Salinas, okay. Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. As a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include the business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on December 23rd, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $374. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 23rd day of each month in the amount of $249. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, to be completely transparent with you, I do understand there is, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee, okay? There's no long-term contract, but that termination fee stands for the first 90 days. Now, it's at $600, right? Now, here's how it works. Every month that you're with us, $200 falls off. So the first 30 days, 200 comes off, you'd be at 400, right? 60 days, another 200. By 90 days, there is no term fee, right? Now, do I expect you to even go there? Absolutely not, right? But like I said, I'm very transparent, and that's why I wanted to get back on the phone with you later on so that way I could explain everything, right?
Right.
Now, if you do decide for any reason that you do want to end your services, all you got to do is let us know at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Fair? Okay. Now, we do ask that you keep in mind Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So we have Chris Valdez. Now, Valdez, that's with a Z at the end?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I do have you down at 2255 Malkin Court. That's Los Banos, California, 93635.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that's the address that we're going to use for Google Business Profile Verification. However, we are going to be masking that address, right? So I'm going to put it here on the profile.
Yep.
Okay. Mask. Okay. All righty. So now let me get, I already have your email. What I want to do now is just get you scheduled for your onboarding call. Just want to go out to resiliencehvac@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. Just bear with me while I put this invite together for us. Okay, so what time's going to work better for you tomorrow, morning or afternoon?
Tomorrow I'm off, so I mean, anytime's good.
Okay. You want to do like mid-morning, so that way I don't get you, you know, too early. You can have some time to get your coffee.
Yeah, we can do that. Maybe like 10 o'clock or something.
Yep, I got a 9:30 and a 10:30 available. Which one would you like?
Let's do the 10:30.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Okay. Now we have Chris Valdez. Okay, let me enter this email. Okay, so that one just got sent out to you.
Okay.
That one should go straight to your calendar there. Now we're ready for billing. Okay. Now, are you going to go with the Master Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
4833-1600-9768-7047.
Okay. Expiration?
8:30.
Okay. August 2030. And CVV.
333.
Okay, let me update that one for you. Now, right now, as soon as this one goes through, you're going to get some automatic messages coming through. Okay. So I'd like to be the first one to congratulate you on securing your first page listing as well as going Google verified. Now, those automatic messages should be coming through. One of them is going to say terms and conditions. Or you'll say initial invoice. Once that one comes in, if you can give that one a click for me so we can open it up and get ready for our onboarding call tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Now, is there anybody that? Go ahead.
So I was saying, as of right now, I haven't got nothing still.
Okay. Yeah, it's processing right now, so it'll go through as soon as the payment goes through. It automatically sends them out, so it'll go through right now.
Okay.
But quick question. Okay. So is there anybody that helps you out with, like, paperwork, anything like that, that you're wanting to have listed here as an authorized user on the account?
Probably my wife might be the one answering the phones at times. So I would say her.
Go ahead and, okay. Let me just put her name here as well as, you want me to list her as secretary or wife? I mean, I don't want to offend her, right? So.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Either one.
Okay, we'll just put
she's been called worse.
Wife. Oh, man. My father-in-law, he whooped me. Nah, he was a good man, but he Pat, I've been with my wife now for 23 years, right? So we've all been down that road.
Yeah. No, yeah, my wife and I were friends for 12 years. So, I mean, we have the most twisted relationship you would imagine. So, I mean, the people, when they're around us, they're just like wondering why we're not fighting and why we're laughing at our jokes. And it's just like,
we at each other. Y'all were friends before anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bond is different for you guys. Yeah.
That's cool. Exactly.
That's a good one, man. So what's your wife's name so I can have a list of you?
It's Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A.
Okay.
Palacio. So she didn't take my last name, but...
That's all right.
She did, but we have a running joke that we never sent in our marriage license, so technically we're not married even though we are.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Let's see here. Okay. Now, by any chance, you get that message yet?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So I'm trying to pump gas as we speak.
Ah, it's okay. No worries. You guys getting geared up for Christmas?
I think so. I don't know. I let her do all the shopping. I just pay for everything.
Hey, same. Yeah, exactly. I gave my wife a credit card. I said, here, just wrap everything. I want to sit around and figure out what everybody got on Christmas. I'll just look at it. I'm as surprised as the kids, right? And what whatever they get. So we'll see.
I didn't, they all gave me their list, and I just told them it was denied, and I let my wife deal with it. So
they gave me the list. I told them to go ask Santa. My 18-year-old son is looking at me like,
my kids are old enough to where they don't believe in that anymore, so it's like, eh.
Yeah, well, I have a 6, a 9, and an 18, right? So the 18, he's like, bro, get out of town. With my 6 and my 9-year-old, I'm like, nope. They still believe the elf ate the cereal out of the toilet bowl, so.
Well, I have an 18 and a 9, and the 18 convinced the 9 that, you know, there's no more Santa,
I got you. Yeah.
Okay, so, the only thing is you have, did you put it under Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I got to update that. It says, I need to change this name real quick. Hold on. It starts.
Yeah, because I'm putting Christopher Valdez and it's not working. But Christopher is my legal name. I just go by Chris for short.
Yeah, I got you. Let me update it here.
I got another one
that
sent me.
Yeah, so the other one down is going to put action pictures needed.
Okay. This one's to log into the account.
Yeah.
I go to.
That's what it looks like. Okay, yeah, you got the action needed, the welcome to local splash, and the local splash in the show place. Perfect. I'm going to resend out that initial invoice real quick.
Okay. That was me.
accidentally clicked it twice. That's my fault.
That's okay.
If you got two of them, yeah, that was my bad because I accidentally clicked twice. And the best number that I'm going to list here to reach you at is going to be the 209-828-1489?
Correct.
Okay. 209-828-1489. Okay. Now the checkboxes on the initial invoice, that's going to allow us to be able to call you and text you.
Trying to get me to sign you with Google, but it's not working.
Okay, what is it asking you to do?
To sign into Google. So I checked the three boxes and I signed, and then it said sign into Google.
Okay, let me check that out.
I can use my Google account for Resilient. Well, actually, I don't have a Google account for Resilient. I have a Yahoo account.
It's showing that you updated, that you signed them, that you gave us the permissions for your texting and your calling and things like that. So that one's good to go now. Now, as far as the Google profile, yeah, so we're going to use, okay, at Yahoo. All right. So it looks like we're all set up and good to go for now. Now, the only thing we got left, we can reconvene until tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for our onboarding call.
Okay.
All right, Chris, again, it's definitely been a pleasure being able to help you out, and then I'll be back on the line with you tomorrow morning. Have a good evening.
Sounds good. Thank you. You too.
All right, Chris, been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.